Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled True Witness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
John 15:26, Jesus said, when the Comforter is come, whom I'll send you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth. Now keep this in mind, the Spirit of what?
Truth.
Truth. What kind of witness are we talking about in this series? A true witness. The Spirit of truth, which proceeds from the Father, what will the Spirit of truth do?
Testify.
He will testify of me. Me referring to Jesus. He'll testify of Jesus. And what else? And you also shall do what?
Bear witness,
which is testify. Because he, in those, that situation, you've been with me from the beginning. The original 12 testified, and then Judas' replacement after the book of Acts, they testified that they saw Jesus firsthand, and they also saw him after he was raised from the dead.
Right.
And they did.
Yes.
And we can't testify that we ate and traveled with Jesus or that we saw him and touched him physically after he's raised from the dead, but we can testify of his reality in our life.
Yes.
Right? Yes. Of what we have experienced. And so the principle is the same. The Holy Spirit testifies, and we also testify, and it is a co-testimony, a co-witness. And actually, one of the Greek words that's translated here literally means that, a witnessing with, or a co-witness. Now in Romans, the 8th chapter, if you'd go there, Romans chapter 8 and verse 16. It says, the Spirit itself. Now, I don't care for the translation itself. And if you read other translations, you'll see it's the word for autos, his own self. Bears witness with our spirit. Why do I say that? Because the Holy Spirit's not in it.
That's right.
Jesus referred to him repeatedly as he, 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 he. The Spirit Himself bears witness. He does what?
Bears.
He does what? He bears witness, which means to testify.
Yes.
He testifies with what? With our spirit. That we are the children of God. How many of you believe you are born again, you have been born again, and you are a child of God? Do you believe that? I want to see a show of hands. You believe you're a child of God. What makes you think so? What makes you think so? When you were born again, something happened inside you, right? And this is part of what you testify about, because you were there. You know what happened to you. You know how you were. You know what happened to you. You know how you are. You know where God's brought you from. But your heart witness of the change in you and the love of God shed abroad in your heart and the reality of His presence and His life in you is not alone. It's not solitary. Because when your spirit said, He's real, I know Him, I'm born of Him, the Holy Spirit came in and said, yes, you are. Yes, you are. And I can testify to it. How many think when the Holy Spirit steps up and says, I'm adding my testimony to that? Do you suspect it carries some weight? It carries some oomph. It carries some power. Isn't that what Acts 1:8 is talking about? You shall receive
power
after the Holy Spirit's come on you, and you will be
witnesses.
Why? Because you're not alone as you testify of the truth. The Spirit of truth co-witnesses to the truth. And when you tell the truth about the Lord, when you tell the truth about what He's done for you, you're not alone. You're not alone. The greater one comes in. He gets with your words. He manifests His presence with your presence. That's why people who hear it and see it will come under conviction. And that's why they will be convinced. Not condemned. Conviction is not the same thing as condemnation. They'll be convinced of the truth and the reality of it. If they're willing. If they're willing. Because the reality will be there. The Weiss translation says, the Spirit Himself. This is Acts 8:16. The Spirit Himself is constantly bearing joint testimony with our human spirit that we are God's children. The Amplified says, the Spirit Himself thus testifies together with our own spirit. Now, child of God, this is one of the greatest things you and I could ever learn in this life. Is the witness of the Spirit. Because if He can let you know you're a child of God, He can also let you know whether you should go there today or not, whether you should invest in that or not, whether you should pursue a relationship with them or not. Come on, He can let you know 1,001 other things throughout the day, and He does it through this same co-witness. Phyllis and I, after a number of years of doing this, now we look for this. I might be talking about making decisions concerning the business of the church or purchasing this or investing in this as far as sowing seed into other ministries or whatever the case might be. I use my mind. I thank God for a good mind. I use it. I want to know information, but I don't make decisions based on my mind or what I know. I'm looking for something else. I might hear 45 things and it might all sound good and fine, but I'm looking for something else. I'm looking for someone else to chime in on this and go, that's it. My heart will go, I think that's it. And the Holy Spirit will come on in and go, that is it. Now we got two. And in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word will be established or confirmed. Somebody say, glory to God. Glory to God. Say it out loud. Thank you, Father, for the witness of the Spirit. In Romans 9:1, I'm going to read the Weiss translation on this one as well. He said, truth I speak in Christ, I'm not lying. My conscience bearing joint testimony with me in the Holy Spirit. My conscience bearing joint testimony with me in the Holy Spirit. Our conscience is the voice of our own spirit. And that's the part of our being that the Holy Spirit communicates with our mind through. God is not a mind. He's spirit. And His communication to us is not first mental. It's spiritual. And through our spirits, our minds are enlightened. You don't figure out these things. You just know them. You didn't know them, and now you do. Hallelujah. It's the spirit of seeing and knowing. It's a knowing. Inward, not a supposing, not a guessing, a knowing. Thank you, Lord. Now turn with me to 1 John and the fifth chapter. 1 John chapter 5, I want to read more than one verse through here. We start in verse 5. 1 John 5:5. He said, who is he that overcomes the world but he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Anybody in here believe that?
Yes.
Say it out loud if you do. You believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Then you, my friend, are a world overcomer.
Yes.
That was a little weak.
Well, I'm just doing the best I can to get through here.
No, no, no. You are a world overcomer. You're more than a conqueror. Say it out loud. I am a world overcomer. So well, I got problems in my life. Well, you got something to come over. How can you be an overcomer with nothing to come over? But what you can know is what the scripture said. He always causes me to triumph, which means when you got an obstacle, you got a situation, I'm not going under. I'm not going under. I'm not going to be defeated. I'm going over. Some things might take a little more time and be a little more challenging than others, but if you hold on to Him, in the end, the result is the same time after time after time, victory after victory after victory after victory. So, no, three strikes and you're out. No, that's baseball you're thinking about. We keep swinging till we hit the ball. Strike 49. You need to say, no problem, no problem. Come on, bring it to me again. Huh? No problem. He always causes us to try. This says, this is He that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. It is the Spirit that bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. Amen. Now we're going to be talking about this a lot more as we go, but what will disqualify a witness quicker than anything?
Lying.
Lying. If it is known that a witness who's supposed to take the stand and give evidential witness concerning the case has lied about part of it or some other thing, then their whole testimony can be discounted, right, and thrown out. Why? Because if they lied about that, they could be lying about the rest of it. The only way you know it's a good testimony is if you know the testifier tells the truth.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series True Witness, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.